Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
So One Word Wednesday. Colette says, hiya, my sister's One Word Wednesday is birthday. Does that mean it's your sister's birthday, Colette?
Would have thought so.
It's Colette's sister's birthday, but we don't have enough words in the text to say the sister's name. So to Colette's, sister, happy birthday. To Colette's birthday, happy sister.
Colette, the thing is, like, it's One Word Wednesday, so you should really only be sending one word. However, you've sent loads of context there, but just not enough context still.
The very essential information, your sister's name. Joanne says One Word Wednesday, interview. Is Joanne referring to Craig Revel Horwood, who's appearing on our show this afternoon for an interview?
Exciting.
Is that what she's referring to?
Possibly.
Or is it a job interview? We'll never know. Hannah in Wexford says One Word Wednesday, beach. Love the show. Hannah in Wexford. And Ray, I'm currently on a very tall ladder painting a hall, stairs and landing. That's three words. So my One Word Wednesday is vertigo. From Stuart and Shankill. Love the show. Cheers, Stuart and Shankill. Don't break your ankle falling down the stairs, through the hall stairs and indeed the landing. I always get the vertigo as well. Ishi, you're well aware. We've talked about it before. When you're up in the attic looking down through the hole, down through the hole of the house. Oh, you get the heebie-jeebies then, I tell you. My One Word Wednesday. My one word begins with a U. I've had a difficult enough day today, it has to be said.
Right. Is your One Word Wednesday, is it umbrage? Have you taken umbrage with somebody?
Taken umbrage with Wednesday, certainly. No, I haven't. It's not taking umbrage with anyone. It's not a guessing.
I could be here for a while.
It's not a guessing game. I'll just tell you.
Is it unsettled, Ray? Are you unsettled?
Is it unbelievable? Is it unprofessional? I mean, that's most days. That's just Wednesdays. I have two children. I have two human childs.
Heard that before.
Yeah, I've mentioned it once or twice. And my oldest human child, Matthew, he was getting a tooth removed today, or as they say in the dental profession, an extraction. He was getting an extraction today and he needed one of his parents to go with him. And I am one of them. I had to check, but my wife, the other one, was working today. So she said, you're going with him. I said, fine, that's no problem. So we had a dental appointment. He had a dental appointment for an extraction at 9 a.m., which he loves because school starts at 8:45. So straight away, bam, you're guaranteed at least a little bit of school time off.
Nice.
What's the point in going to the dentist unless you're going to get some school time off, right? Am I right?
Absolutely.
Tell me I'm wrong. So don't interrupt me.
Okay.
We're inside in the dentist's and he needs to get the extraction. Now, he's been very brave because he's never had a tooth out before. And, you know, it can be for something you've never had and never experienced. You're kind of psyching yourself up. You're maybe worrying yourself. You're a little bit unsettled, whatever. And I'm there to cheer him on. I'm there for the moral support as his male parent, as his father. I'm there in the corner of the room sitting on a stool. Am I okay to sit here? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Do you want a more comfortable seat? Oh, Jesus, no, I'll sit here. It's fine. Then the dental nurse was lovely. The dentist, Charlie, lovely. Lovely. Lovely all around, really. And they're my dentists as well, do you know, so I'm used to them and move the chats and the crack and whatever. So I said, excuse me, don't interrupt me now. I was sitting over inside in the corner we're kind of psyching Matthew up for the extraction. So he needs to get the little jab. They put on a numbing thing first and then they give you the jab and then they pull it out. And he was brilliant. And I was, throughout the whole process, Charlie was talking him through it and letting him know everything that was going to happen. There was no surprises, no shocks whatsoever. And he gets into the chair, puts on the shades, you know, the shades. And I say, in my experience, because I've had both teeth out and I've had fillings. And if you're ever getting anything big done like that, what I always do is I go, here's how this is going to work. I'm going to lie in the chair, head back, mouth open, and eyes closed. And I'm going to zone out. And if there's anything you need me for, you give me a little tap and tell me what you need. If you need me to open wider or whatever, you just let me know. But I'm keeping the eyes closed and I'm not, because I don't want to see you doing your work. I don't want to see what's going in and out of my mouth. Okay, I don't want to see the flight path. Right? Don't interrupt me. So,
okay.
gets into the chair and your man starts working away, and it's all very calm and really calm and reassuring, wonderfully professional. And I'm sitting next to the window in the stool, and he's like, okay, Matthew, we're going to do this next. And I'm like, and Matthew gives a little kind of, oh, it's kind of sore or whatever, which is normal, which is fine. And I'm doing that daddy thing. I'm patting him on the leg, which is the nearest bit of him to me. So I'm sitting in the stool, patting him on the leg, still sitting at the window. Pat, it's all right. So it's okay. Cade, you're doing great. I love you. I'm here. And just keep your eyes closed and do as you're told. Everything's going to be fine. It's going to be over before you know it. No pain whatsoever. It's perfectly fine. Do you want to have a guess what happened?
Well, I think I know what your word might be.
Right, right. So
knowing your history, I think I have a pretty good chance.
Well, see, here's the thing. I also know my history. And it was only about 10 minutes into the process, I thought, I'll be grand, won't I? I'd be grand. I hadn't given it any consideration up until the point where I'm patting Matthew's leg. It's okay, son. It's okay. And then I realised, Jesus, I'd better stop talking. I need to stop talking now. And the words of encouragement very quickly dried up.
You went quiet.
I went very quiet. So I started looking out the window. Looking out the window, trying not to listen to what's going on.
Your son's on his own now. He is on his own.
He might as well have just gone in on his own. It's every man for himself.
You're his rock. Just his rock.
It's every man for himself. I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, nah, I'll be grand, because I'm not even looking now. I'm not even looking. Yeah. It's all just sounds. And there's roadworks going on outside, and the window's open. So what I'll do is, I'll look at the roadworks, the Kango hammer and whatnot, and I'll focus only on what's going on in the street outside.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
And the window's open, and there's fresh air coming in. So what I'll do is, I'll concentrate on my breathing. I'll breathe in through the nose, in through the nose. That's right. In through the nose, and out through the mouth. And it's still all going on. And no matter what I do, all I'm hearing is Matthew's work, the extraction going on behind me. So I place my hand on the padding is gone. That's ancient history. I place my hand on the windowsill to steady myself.
Right, to root yourself in the world.
Because I don't want to fall off the stool should I have a wobble. I place my hand and I think, no, this is getting worse. The hand isn't doing anything, and the breathing's not doing anything. It's the process is still ongoing. And I'm getting kind of upset now. I'm getting kind of sweaty, like really, really, really sweaty.
And I'm not heart rate increasing.
I'm not warm, but I'm very sweaty. Yeah. And if Matthew's still being a brave boy, Matthew's been a big brave.
Somewhere behind you.
There's a child in there, and he's been a big brave boy, I think. There's a man in the corner touching a windowsill, focusing on the Kango hammer outside, doing this kind of breathing. And let me tell you, friends, that man was losing his mind. Now, don't interrupt me, okay?
Okay, yeah, fine.
So I say something to the dentist. My intention is to say, I think I have to go.
That's what your child wants to hear.
I think I have to go. And I don't think he could understand what I was saying, because I said something along the lines of, I think I have to go. Yeah. And then, I don't know what happened then, but when I realized what was going on, I was lying in the dentist's chair.
You're joking.
I was in the chair.
You'd been propped up.
Matthew had been taken out of the chair. He was finished, by the way. He was all done and dusted. And I came to lying in the chair. One word Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
Unconscious. Yeah. Out like a light. Matthew was brilliant, though. And we've learnt a valuable lesson. Mammy's going to the dentist the next time. And I'm never going back to that dentist.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey!